Say revolutionary technology, and maybe smartphones come to mind, or Facebook. But long before Mark Zuckerberg, canals were the big disruptors. They redrew the wilderness and remade the country's economy. In Pennsylvania, a great example of that transition is a National Park Service site in Blair County. On August 25th, the Park Service will celebrate 100 years. So Margaret J. Krause visited the Allegheny Portage Railroad and has this unlikely story of how canals helped create a gateway to the West.
Park Ranger Doug Bosley says he still kind of can't believe that Pennsylvania pulled it off.
Nothing about this was easy.
Bosley is showing me a stretch of track that runs uphill at a pretty steep slope for a railroad, a 6 or 7% grade. It was one of a series of tracks called the Allegheny Portage Railroad that stepped its way over Allegheny Mountain. It wasn't a huge hill, but at the time, it took some doing.
The locomotives weren't very powerful. A lot of them were only 20 to 30 horsepower. Your lawn tractor at home, more powerful than the locomotives at that time.
We're standing at the crest of what's now a quiet green hillside. But the Allegheny Portage Railroad National Historic Site was once part of a short-lived, revolutionary system that transformed Pennsylvania forever. Here's how it happened. The 1820s was a time of national expansion, fueled by American chutzpah.
Sort of the age of Jackson, the President Andrew Jackson, and sort of the everyman age. Everybody can rise up, no matter what station you started out in life. That was the can-do attitude.
As the U.S. border edged westward, there were greater opportunities to move raw materials such as timber from the west to the east and finished products back in the other direction.
But there was no practical way to do it.
That is, until the Erie Canal opened in New York in 1825. While it took 3 to 4 weeks to ship goods on pack animals west across Pennsylvania, it took just 10 days to send them on the Erie Canal. New York boomed, and Pennsylvania didn't want to lose out.
Technology maybe wasn't quite ready yet, but they made it work because nobody wanted to be left behind.
Enter the Pennsylvania Main Line of Public Works. That was the very formal name for a system of canals funded by the state to connect Philadelphia to Pittsburgh and on to points west. It was nearly 400 miles of inland waterways, with the exception of this 36-mile Allegheny Portage Railroad.
The surveyors came through, staked out the line where the railroad would be, and then the first work that was done was cutting a 120-foot-wide swath through the forest.
When the main line opened for business in 1834, it was like the Amazon.com of the 19th century. Suddenly, everyday people could afford to buy the things they needed and get them in a timely fashion. But these modern conveniences came at a cost. The most notorious instance of this was making the canal reservoir outside Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Turns out, one of the biggest problems of running a canal system is keeping enough water in there so boats can run even in dry seasons. So the mainline system dammed South Fork Creek to create the reservoir. It failed. Big. When it broke in 1889, the flood killed 2,209 people.
The respect for the power of nature and how man was changing the landscape, people really didn't think about that when they were making all of these changes.
Louis Quett is a hydraulic engineer with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I spoke with him at his office in downtown Pittsburgh. He spends his days controlling water flow in local rivers, and he says the canal system of the 1830s continues to inform river traffic today.
It is folly for us to believe that we can control nature. But it is certainly reasonable for humans to work with nature.
Today, few sections of the main line survive, and none are used commercially. About 20 years after it was completed, the Pennsylvania Railroad purchased the whole system. While the canals may be gone, water is still how we move a lot of goods from point A to point B. Things like coal, farm produce, and petroleum products ply the inland waterways through the Army Corps' river system of locks and dams, which kicked off in the late 1800s.
We don't see an end to river navigation. Our roads are certainly already crowded, and a single standard barge holds as much cargo as 15 railroad cars or 60 semi-trucks.
So Quett says, leveraging the power of water might be an old idea, but it's one that still works in the 21st century. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Margaret J. Krause.